I'm joined by Zan Rice, who's in the besieged city of Misrata. Zan, I gather that the fighting has picked up after the recent lull.
Yeah, there's been heavy fighting today on two fronts of Misrata, on the southern edge near the airport, where Gaddafi's forces have been massing after being kicked out of the city centre, and also on the western side, where rebels have been pushing Gaddafi's forces back towards Tripoli in recent days.
What form is the fighting taking? Is it the rebels attacking Gaddafi forces or vice versa?
It's difficult to say what happened in the south. The rebels certainly have been talking about launching an attack on Gaddafi's forces there. What seems to have happened is that the royalists have wheeled out some tanks again, which were very prevalent in the early days of the fighting and have been shelling parts of the city, particularly those under where a lot of rioters are massed. Those are causing a lot of deaths. So we've already had 9 confirmed deaths today and more than 20 injured, and I expect that's going to pick up as the afternoon progresses.
Has NATO been carrying out airstrikes?
Again, it's difficult to say from where I am. We've certainly heard planes around the whole day, and if there are tanks out in open areas, I'm pretty sure they would have been targeted.
Now, you managed to interview the rebel leader, and he seemed in a pretty bullish mood, I gather.
Yeah, that's right. This is Khalifa al-Zawawi, who's the leader of the Transitional Council. And he was saying that he expects that his forces will be able to eject all of Gaddafi's troops from Misrata, he said, very soon. And after that, they would look to march on Tripoli. He said there's no point in just liberating the city if Gaddafi is still under control of the country. And virtually everyone here honestly believes that Gaddafi will do whatever it takes to wipe them out as long as he's in control. So, yeah, the two, kind of liberating the city and getting rid of Gaddafi are two things which kind of go hand in hand.
That sounds pretty ambitious. How strong do you think the rebel forces are in Misrata?
Well, they're certainly strong in Misrata. I mean, again, I asked the council leader, in terms of manpower, he was just talking about thousands and thousands of young men, and that certainly is no exaggeration. But most of them are only equipped with light weapons. They do have pickups, which they improvised with various bits of heavy weaponry on the back. But they've been fighting an urban war in a city they know very well. For them to go to Tripoli, it means moving out into open areas, taking on Gaddafi's heavy weaponry, tanks and the like, which will be very difficult. The council leader was appealing for international, for new weapons that could aid this fight, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. So it'll be a difficult task.